playing live. Nothing beats performing live to a crowd of happy fans, but the route to successful gigs isn't always easy. Here, we offer a few tips on how to get the best out of rehearsals, best practice when interacting with promoters, and good gig etiquette. Rehearsing. Before you set foot on a stage, make sure you're well rehearsed. Depending on what you're using the rehearsal for, it may be best to take all your own equipment and instruments so you can get a feel for what you actually sound like at gigs. Rehearsal rooms are good for band discipline. Using them teaches you not to waste time. You can concentrate on what you're doing, and they also bring you into contact with other bands, promoters, and useful people to know. Make sure you're comfortable in the space you're rehearsing in so you can get the best out of your performance. The same rule applies for choosing a recording studio. When you're rehearsing, try recording your set, even if it's just on the phone. It'll help you to discover how you sound and if there are any bits that need further rehearsal. This is great for timing your set too, so you can make sure your set doesn't run over time. Set up in the rehearsal room as if it was a gig and you were playing for an audience. If you've spent the whole rehearsal time facing each other, it can be a bit off-putting when everyone suddenly moved and has their back to you. Getting gigs. Be honest with yourself about whether you're ready to perform to an audience. Be as good as you can be and don't be put off by rejection. Stay positive. Connect with people. Go to gigs, talk to bands, find out where you fit in the local scene. Talk to the promoter, the sound engineer, and the lighting engineer. Networking is crucial. Be proactive. Don't wait for things to come to you. Get to know which promoters tend to put on bands that you like. Research promoters online or by talking to friends, and make sure you're approaching promoters as they like to be approached. Don't bombard them on social media. Be careful of playing too many local shows. You want it to be a big event when you play. Try gig swaps. Put on your mate's band in your town and then they put yours on in theirs. This is a winning situation for everyone. Don't pay to join lineups, and be wary of promoters who only offer a fee based on your own ticket sales. Unless you've got a dedicated fan base ready to buy from you, this arrangement rarely works out in your favour. If you're planning on playing abroad, stay clued up on current regulations, as things are always changing. The Musicians Union website has some good resources. If you're playing a few shows at a time or going on tour, make sure you look after yourself. Eat well, sleep, don't drink too much, and don't take drugs. Get some more tips in the health and well-being section. It's showtime. Andy Carr's promoter checklist. Teesside promoter Andy Carr, aka The Kids Are Solid Gold, provides a few top tips for promoters and bands running their own shows. Pre-announcing the show. Hold the date at the venue and agree the deal with the band or agent. Announce the show. Set up on ticket sites and social media. Circulate press release and promo material to regional press ahead of the announcement date. Announce the show and get the tickets on sale. Promote the show. Organise social media. Send details out via your mailing list. Tell the press and radio. Adapt the promo plan as necessary. Agree the support or supports with the agent or headliner. Advance the show. Pay the deposit to the agent of the headline artist. Get key information out to the tour manager and support acts, venue and technical teams, and confirm the rider requirements. Run the show. Arrival at venue, meet and greet, make introductions with the technical and venue teams, buy the rider, manage the sound checks, open the doors and meet and greet customers. Ensure the show runs to time on the night and organise the artist's settlement with the tour manager. Post-show. Get a copy of the settlement showing all event-related revenue and expenses to the agent and send any feedback to the agent as well. Say thank you to the artists and pick up any post-show matters, lost property for example. Gig etiquette. Don't play another local gig shortly before or after. Be late, rude, or unprofessional. overrun your sound check time, get drunk before or during the show, talk through other band sets, or leave early, taking your mates with you. Do, make sure the sound engineer has your tech spec in advance. Promote the show. Communicate with the promoter properly. Know what equipment you need to take and have as many spares as possible. Get a good relationship going with the sound engineer. Respect other bands on the lineup and say thank you.